Hey, it's Gabriel Brown here with another installation to my podcast on how credit made my imaginations come true. Today, I want to talk about something that is really affecting the entire nation, the United States of America, that is, with regards to businesses, small businesses, independent contractors, employees. You know, everyone is applying for some sort of government assistance if their business has been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. And this has been going on for over a year, and the government has been doing a good job trying to support those small businesses and those independent contractors and employees that have lost their jobs, have lost their income, or lost their revenue, or lost their business, or that are on the verge of losing their businesses. Okay, now this is something that I salute because many of these instances came about as a result of no fault on the employee who lost their job or got their hours cut, or the independent contractor who lost work, or the business owner who lost their business or lost revenue because they couldn't open when the pandemic, required us to close our businesses. So what I want to talk about, though, is related to the documentation that's required by the SBA, the Small Business Administration, when you're completing your PPP loan, okay, or your EIDL loan. Okay, I'm not an accountant, I'm not a bookkeeper or financial planner, but I'm just pointing out something that is related to one of the services I offer, which is data report repair, which was formerly known as the Wealth Score System or the Wealth Score Academy. And the Wealth Score is actually one of the scoring models that trumps the actual credit score that the three major credit bureaus and the three minor credit bureaus issue to creditors to review your applications for credit. Now, on this PPP application and this SBA application, when you're applying as a small business, you will notice that the application requires you to input your NAICS code. Okay, your NAICS code is a industry code that is used by the government to classify business sectors or segments of businesses that and it's related to tracking the income, the revenue that those sectors or segments of businesses are generating. So that way the government can determine if an industry is flattening out or if an industry is, on the rise or on the increase or on the upswing for it's revenue that's being reported by each business in that industry. Now, so how is this important to you? Well, you get to pick your industry code based on the services you offer because there's a selection of multiple codes related to different sectors of an industry. So you can pick the one that's most appropriate for your business. If you're not very versed in how this NAICS code works for you or against you, I'll just tell you this. There's high risk industries that the industry code will associate the high risk of that industry to, and bankers and lenders and creditors will assess your industry or your applications for loan based on that industry code, which could cause you to be declined for credit. All right. So in this instance, if you're putting in the industry code in your PPP loan application or your EIDL loan application with the SBA, and their research on that NAICS code suggests that the industry is fizzling out or it's on the decline, the aggregate revenue for the entire industry has been declining for years, then that may affect how much of a PPP loan or EIDL loan that you qualify for. So when you're, just kind of glancing at that NAICS field on the application, all right, you really want to take that information just as seriously as you take uploading of your docs, your profit and loss, your balance sheet, you know, whatever other information that the government is asking you for. I want to just tell you, look at that NAICS code that you have, all right? Look at that code in a way where it is a real factor. It's not something that you just want to throw together, okay? You want to research the industry code, research how well that industry is doing for that specific code, and find the code that best suits you and the business and the industry you're in, okay? So this podcast is a little shorter today than, most of my other podcasts, but it was not necessary that I make it very long because I just wanted to touch on this really, really important point. Know your NAICS code and know your SIC codes for your business, and know that creditors, bankers, lenders are looking at the code and really, really assessing how well the industry that you're in is doing, as well as how well you are doing on your balance sheet and in your profit and loss statement, okay? So let's really dial in on that. And I look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast. And I hope you have a more prosperous year this year than you had last year.